Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to explore something pretty amazing. Today we're diving deep into how AI is totally changing the e-commerce world.
It really is remarkable.
Yeah, and we're basing this whole deep dive on an episode of the AI Insights podcast called Revolutionizing E-commerce: How AI is Driving Growth and Innovation.
A great episode, very insightful.
It is, and it really got us thinking about how AI is impacting everything from those super targeted recommendations we see online.
Oh, absolutely. It's way beyond just suggesting similar products anymore.
Right, and even how stores seem to always have exactly what you need, even when it seems like everything's out of stock everywhere else.
That's AI-powered inventory management at work.
Exactly. But first, let's talk about the challenges e-commerce businesses face, because this podcast episode really highlights those, you know, to set the stage.
Yeah, it's a tough landscape out there.
It is. They talk about intense competition, sky-high customer expectations, and the never-ending struggle to manage inventory and reduce those dreaded abandoned carts.
All very real problems, and they're exactly the kinds of problems that AI is uniquely suited to address.
That's so interesting. It's like AI is stepping in as the hero of the story.
In a way, it is.
Okay, so let's break it down.
Sounds good.
The episode really dives into personalization and how AI is taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah, it's gone way beyond those you might also like suggestions.
Right, it's like having a personal shopper in your pocket.
Exactly. AI can now analyze your browsing history, past purchases, even how long you linger on certain items.
Wow, that's a little creepy, but also kind of cool.
It is fascinating. And all this data allows businesses to create these hyper-personalized recommendations. You know, the ones that make you think, wow, they really get me.
Like when you're shopping for, say, a new pair of running shoes, and suddenly ads for socks in perfectly matching colors pop up.
That's a very basic example, but imagine this. You're shopping for a gift for someone.
Okay.
And the site not only suggests products based on that person's past purchases, but also takes into account your budget.
Oh, wow, that's smart.
And your relationship with them. Like if it's your best friend versus a coworker.
That's incredible. So it's not just about suggesting products. It's about understanding the entire context of why you're shopping.
Exactly. It's about creating a truly personalized experience. And you know what? The podcast brings up a perfect example.
What's that?
Amazon's recommendation engine. They say it's a massive contributor to their revenue.
That's not surprising. Amazon seems to know what I want before I even do sometimes.
Right. But it makes you think, does this level of personalization feel helpful or does it start to feel a little intrusive?
That's a great question. It's a fine line for sure.
It is. But let's not forget about AI-powered chatbots.
Oh, yeah. Those are becoming more and more common.
They're like having 247 customer service right at your fingertips.
Which is so helpful when you're shopping late at night or have a quick question.
Absolutely. And chatbots are getting more sophisticated all the time.
I've noticed that. They seem less robotic now.
Exactly. A lot of them are using natural language processing now, or NLP.
Okay, what is that?
It basically allows them to understand and respond to your queries in a much more human-like way.
So they're not just spitting out pre-programmed answers anymore.
Nope. They're actually understanding what you're saying and responding accordingly, which makes a huge difference in the customer experience.
That makes sense. So we've talked about how AI is personalizing the shopping experience, but what about the behind-the-scenes stuff?
Ah, yes, the less glamorous but equally important side of e-commerce.
Exactly, things like inventory management and logistics.
All the things that keep the wheels turning.
The podcast episode gives a great example of this. They talk about Zara, the fast fashion giant.
Ah, yes, Zara.
Now they're using AI to streamline their entire supply chain.
From predicting what will sell to optimizing the flow of goods from factories to stores.
I've heard they can get a new design from concept to store shelves in just a matter of weeks.
That's the power of an AI-driven supply chain. They can respond to trends in real time and avoid the risks of overstocking or running out of popular items.
So it's like having a crystal ball that predicts what people want.
Well, not quite a crystal ball, but it's like having a super smart assistant who can analyze mountains of data to forecast demand with amazing accuracy.
That's so cool.
And the best part is, this kind of technology isn't just for huge companies like Zara anymore. There are AI-powered tools available for businesses of all sizes.
Really? So even a small online store could benefit from AI?
Absolutely. There are tools that can help with things like managing inventory, optimizing logistics, even automating tasks like pricing and order fulfillment.
That's great. It really levels the playing field for smaller businesses.
It does. It gives them access to the same powerful tools that were once only available to huge corporations.
So AI is not only personalizing the shopping experience, it's also making e-commerce more efficient and accessible for businesses of all sizes.
Exactly. And that's not all. AI is also changing the way e-commerce businesses approach marketing.
Oh, I'm curious about that. How is AI impacting marketing?
Well, it's all about using data to make smarter decisions. AI can analyze customer data to identify trends and behaviors. And this allows businesses to create more targeted ads, better SEO strategies, and even implement dynamic pricing.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. Imagine being able to predict which products will be hot sellers and focus your marketing efforts there.
That would be amazing. No more wasted ad spend.
Right. And there are AI tools that can help with all of this.
Like what?
Things like predictive analytics and marketing automation, which we can dive into more later.
So basically, AI is taking the guesswork out of marketing.
Exactly. It's providing data-driven insights that help businesses reach the right customers with the right message at the right time.
It's like having a marketing guru who can see into the future.
Well, maybe not see into the future, but definitely analyze the past and present to make incredibly accurate predictions about the future.
That's still pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, with all this talk about AI and data, I'm starting to get a little nervous about the privacy implications.
I understand that. It's definitely something to consider.
Because on one hand, I love getting personalized recommendations.
Sure.
But on the other hand, I don't want companies knowing every little detail about my online activity.
It's a valid concern, and it's something we'll explore in more depth in the next part of this deep dive.
Okay, good. Because I'm definitely curious to hear your thoughts on the ethical considerations of AI in e-commerce.
Absolutely. We'll unpack all of that and more in part two.
I can't wait. But for now, let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground already talking about how AI is transforming the e-commerce landscape.
Personalization, operations, marketing, it's touching everything.
It really is. But now let's shift gears a bit and dive into something a little more thought-provoking.
The ethical side of AI.
Exactly. It's the part that often gets overshadowed by all the excitement about what AI can do.
It's easy to get caught up in the wow factor and forget about the potential downsides.
Right. Like we talked about before, it's cool that a website can predict what you want, but it can also feel a bit like Big Brother is watching, you know?
Absolutely. And the podcast episode we're discussing brings up some really important points about this.
Yeah, like what?
Well, they talk about how much data is too much data, for example.
That's a big one.
It is. Where do we draw the line between personalization and feeling like our privacy is being invaded?
It's a tricky balance because, on one hand, I love getting recommendations that are actually relevant to my interests.
I think most people do.
But on the other hand, I don't want companies knowing every single detail about my browsing history.
And that's a valid concern. The podcast really emphasizes that businesses need to be much more transparent about how they're using AI.
Okay, so like giving people the option to opt out of certain types of tracking.
Exactly. And being upfront about what data is being collected and how it's being used.
Because ultimately, if people don't trust you with their data, they're not going to want to shop with you.
Trust is paramount, especially in the age of AI. And it's not just about data privacy either.
Oh, what else?
The podcast also touches on the issue of bias in AI algorithms.
Oh, right. That's something that's been in the news a lot lately.
And for good reason, because if the data used to train an AI algorithm is biased, the algorithm itself will be biased.
So, like, garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. And that can lead to all sorts of problems, like an AI system used for hiring might discriminate against certain groups of people.
Oh, wow. Because the data it was trained on reflects existing biases in the hiring process.
Right. So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about the human decisions that go into creating and using that technology.
That's a really important point. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
Precisely. It all comes down to how we choose to use it.
So where do we go from here? How do we make sure that AI is used to enhance the e-commerce experience without compromising our values?
That's the big question, isn't it? I think it starts with education, making sure that people understand how AI works and what the potential risks are.
So that we can have informed conversations about how to use it responsibly.
Exactly. And we also need to encourage businesses to adopt ethical guidelines for AI development and use.
Are there any organizations already working on that?
Oh, absolutely. There are a number of groups focused on ethical AI, and it's becoming increasingly important.
So, kind of like how we have regulations for things like food safety, we might need regulations for AI.
I think that's inevitable, but regulations alone aren't enough. we need to create a culture of ethical AI development.
Where businesses are proactive about addressing these issues.
Exactly, and where they're held accountable for their actions. And, you know, consumers have a role to play here, too.
Oh, interesting. What can we do?
We need to be aware of how AI is being used and be willing to speak up if we see something that doesn't feel right.
Like boycotting companies that are using AI in unethical ways.
That's one option, but it can also be as simple as voicing your concerns on social media or contacting the company directly.
So just making our voices heard.
Exactly. It's about using our collective power to shape the future of AI in a way that benefits everyone, not just a select few.
Because ultimately, AI has the potential to make our lives better in so many ways.
It does, but only if we use it wisely.
So we've talked about how AI is changing e-commerce. And we've explored some of the ethical challenges.
It's a complex topic with no easy answers.
It really is. But what I find so fascinating is that we're still in the early stages of this AI revolution.
No, absolutely. We're just scratching the surface of what AI can do.
And that means we have a real opportunity to shape the future of this technology.
We do. It's an exciting time to be alive, even with all the challenges.
So what's next? Where can our listeners go to learn more about AI and its impact on e-commerce?
There are so many resources available, online articles, podcasts, even documentaries.
I was going to say, a quick Google search will turn up a ton of information.
It will, but I think it's important to seek out diverse perspectives.
Not just listen to the tech giants, but find voices from academia, from consumer advocacy groups.
Exactly. The more viewpoints we consider, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this complex landscape.
Well said. So to sum it all up, AI is changing the world as we know it, and e-commerce is right at the forefront of that change.
It's a powerful tool with incredible potential, but we need to use it responsibly.
And that starts with education, awareness, and a commitment to ethical AI development.
Absolutely. The future of AI is in our hands.
So let's all do our part to shape that future in a way that benefits everyone. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, so we've spent the last two parts of this deep dive really digging into AI and e-commerce, and it's pretty clear that it's a total game changer.
It really is. It's revolutionizing so much.
Yeah, revolutionizing how businesses operate and even how we shop online.
Absolutely.
But like we've been discussing, you know, it's not without its challenges.
Yeah, that's the thing with any new technology, right? There are always
two sides to the coin.
Exactly.
And with AI, I think one of the biggest challenges is, well, you know,
the ethical implications.
Yes, the ethical implications. It's this like gray area where innovation meets responsibility.
It is. And it's something we can't ignore.
Absolutely not. We have to address it head on.
Yeah. The podcast episode we keep mentioning, they make a really good point about this, that businesses need to be so careful about how they use AI, especially when it comes to things like...
like collecting data.
Yes. Data collection and personalization.
Because there's a fine line between being helpful...
oh, for sure.
...and being totally creepy, right?
100%. Think about it this way. Imagine you walk into a store... and the salesperson, like, immediately knows your name.
And, like, what I bought last time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Your purchase history, maybe even your size.
I'd be freaked out.
It would be unsettling. You'd be wondering how they got that information, what they're going to do with it.
Right, exactly.
And it's the same principle online, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Customers need to feel like their privacy is being respected, even when AI is involved.
So what can businesses do? I mean, how can they make sure they're using AI ethically?
Well, I think... for starters, transparency is key.
Okay, so being upfront with customers.
Exactly. No more hiding behind, like, these complex algorithms and vague privacy policies, you know? Explain in plain language how AI is being used.
So people actually understand what's happening.
Right, and give customers the option to opt out of certain types of tracking if they want to.
So give them more control over their data.
Exactly. It's about empowering customers, building trust, and it goes beyond just data privacy too.
Oh, wait.
We need to talk about bias in AI.
Yeah, the algorithm.
The algorithms, right. We touched on this earlier, but it's a huge concern because if the data that's used to train an AI is biased, well...
the algorithm's going to be biased too.
Exactly. And that can have real-world consequences.
Yeah. Give me an example.
Okay. So let's say you have an AI system that's used for recommending products.
Mm-hmm.
It might unintentionally steer customers toward certain brands or products based on factors like, oh, I don't know, gender or race or even their income.
And that's not fair.
It's not fair at all. And it's something businesses really need to be careful about. They need to be checking those algorithms.
Auditing them.
Yes, auditing them, making sure they're not perpetuating or amplifying existing biases.
It's not just about the technology, it's about the people behind it.
100%. It always comes back to that.
It's about making conscious decisions, ethical decisions.
It is, because AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
It's up to us to use it for good.
Exactly. So where do we go from here? You know, what can we do as consumers?
That's a great question. What can we do?
Well, I think the most important thing is to be informed.
Okay, educate ourselves.
Yes. Understand how AI works, you know, the potential benefits, but also the risks.
Right, so we could be informed consumers.
Exactly.
All
And
right.
then be willing to speak up if something doesn't feel right.
Like, if we see a company using AI in a way that seems shady.
Yeah. Contact the company. You know, voice your concerns on social media, support organizations that are fighting for ethical AI.
Our voices matter.
They do. It's about using our collective power to shape the future of AI in a way that aligns with our values.
Because this technology is here to stay.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to continue to transform the world around us, but the future of AI, it's not set in stone.
We have a say in it.
We do. We have the power to shape it.
And that's an exciting thought, isn't it?
It is. It's a bit daunting, but mostly exciting.
I think so too. It's a challenge, but it's one we can rise to.
Absolutely. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah, we've covered a lot.
We have. But of course, this conversation is far from over.
It's just the beginning.
So keep learning, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep asking those tough questions.
Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
Exactly. The future of AI is in our hands.
Let's make it a good one.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of tech and innovation.